I couldn't work the puzzle so good, because it was all broke, and the pieces couldn't fit in the holes. One game was a paper, with lines in all directions and lots of boxes. On one side it said start, and on the other end it said finish. He told me that game was amazed, and I should take the pencil and go from where it said start to where it said finish without crossing over any of the lines. I didn't understand the amazed, and we used up a lot of papers. Then Bert said, "Look, I'll show you something. Let's go to the experimental lab. Maybe you'll get the idea." We went up to the fifth floor, to another room with lots of cages and animals. They had monkeys and some mouses. It had a funny smell, like old garbage. And there was other people in white coats, playing with the animals. So I thought it was like a pet store, but there wasn't no customers. Bert took a white mouse out of the cage and showed him to me. Bert said, "That's Algernon, and he can do this amazed very good." I told him, "You show me how he does that." Well, do you know, he put Algernon in a box, like a big table, with a lot of twists and turns, like all kinds of walls, and a start and a finish like the paper had. Only there was a screen over the big table. And Bert took out his clock and lifted up a sliding door and said, "Let's go, Algernon." And the mouse sniffed two or three times and started to run. First, he ran down one long row, and then, when he saw he couldn't go no more, he came back where he started from, and he just stood there a minute, wiggling his whiskers. Then he went off in the other direction and started to run again. It was just like he was doing the same thing Bert wanted me to do with the lines on the paper. I was laughing, because I thought it was going to be a hard thing for a mouse to do. But then Algernon kept going all the way through that thing, all the right ways, till he came out where it said finish, and he made a squeak. Bert says that means he was happy because he did the thing right. "Boy," I said, "that's a smart mouse." Bert said, "Would you like to race against Algernon?" I said, "Sure." And he said he had a different kind of a maze, made of wood, with rows scratched in it, and an electric stick like a pencil. And he could fix up Algernon's maze to be the same, like that one, so we could both be doing the same kind. He moved all the boards around on Algernon's table, because they come apart, and he could put them together in different ways. And then he put the screen back on top, so Algernon wouldn't jump over any rows to get to the finish. Then he gave me the electric stick, and showed me how to put it in between the rows, and I'm not supposed to lift it off the board, just follow the little scratches until the pencil can't move anymore, or I get a little shock. He took out his clock, and he was trying to hide it, so I tried not to look at him, and that made me very nervous. When he said, "Go," I tried to go, but I didn't know where to go. I didn't know the way to take. Then I heard Algernon squeaking from the box on the table, and his feet scratching like he was running already. I started to go, but I went in the wrong way and got stuck, and a little shock in my fingers, so I went back to the start. But every time I went a different way, I got stuck, and a shock. It didn't hurt or anything, just made me jump a little, and Bert said it was to show me I did the wrong thing. I was halfway on the board when I heard Algernon squeak like he was happy again, and that means he won the race. And the other 10 times we did it over, Algernon won every time, because I couldn't find the right rows to get to where it says finish. I didn't feel bad, because I watched Algernon, and I learned how to finish the amaze, even if it takes me a long time. I didn't know mice were so smart.